Time now for local sports here on KNKX, and the Mariners are wrapping up a road trip this weekend with a three-game series in Cleveland. They're also finishing a month that featured some pretty demoralizing losses. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel explains to 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick why he still has hope for the team this season.
With April drawing to a close, Art, should Mariner fans be panicking?
Well, I think I'd pump the brakes on that a little bit. I'm not ready to panic because I think there's a lot to like about this team. Vulnerabilities for sure. I don't see a World Series in this group, but I do think the problem is a psychological one because the Mariners had four really bad losses, including the game Tuesday in Detroit where they lost 19-9 and then also had injuries to Felix Hernandez and Mitch Haniger, the star right fielder who's been leading the team's offense. And they also had three other losses in April. They blew a 6-run lead in the ninth inning. They also blew another 5-run lead. And they had a 13-inning loss when they could have won it half a dozen times in that game. And you add that into the Tuesday game and the gravitas that those losses have are pulling people down into some real dark despair. But it's not a team that is incompetent. They've just had some egregious defeats that have really made things feel worse because the Mariners have trained the fan base to despair. It's 40 years and four playoff appearances, none in the last 15 years. So when you have a bad loss, it feels worse because we are habituated to travail. And it's just too bad, but the Mariners have no one to blame but themselves.
And yet you still have some hope and faith in this team for this year.
I do. I like the everyday lineup with Haniger in there, and he will be back in a month after his strained oblique muscle heals. He's on the disabled list. And I think with him, the new shortstop, Gene Segura, plus the holdovers with Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Kyle Seager, I think it's still a strong lineup, and Taylor Motter, the utility guy, has been a revelation. So I think they've got a pretty solid everyday team. The first three games of this week, they had 27 runs combined. So I think the team can hit, and that is going to keep them in games where they were been lost last year.
Well, I get your confidence in the lineup, but pitching is a whole other story.
Well, at one point this week, the Mariners' starting pitching had the second worst collective ERA in baseball, and the bullpen had the second worst ERA in baseball. So it's been bad, and of course, Felix is at the heart of that because the one thing I saw in spring training that I think the Mariner brass screwed up was the confidence in Felix Hernandez. Felix is now 31, 2,400 hard miles of innings on him. And he's got a shoulder inflammation. I'm guessing he's going to be out at least 2 or 3 weeks, maybe longer if they find something worse. And I understand the emotional bond because one of the reasons that he is so popular in Seattle is because he's declined opportunities to play elsewhere. So to have Felix not be doing well is really adding to that sense of despair. But he's one pitcher. James Paxton is now the ace of this staff. The other question comes in with the other three starters. Hisashi Iwakuma is doing reasonably well, but he's 36 with a lot of hard miles on him, too. And the two big question marks are Ariel Miranda and Giovanni Gallardo. Both of those guys have a ways to go to be adequate. So that's a vulnerability. I think the bullpen will straighten out with good health, but it's not clear yet that this is a playoff pitching staff. But if the big guys hit up front, they can overcome a lot of bad pitching.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on KNKX.org and NPR1.